Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Veda Pinson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Bumbrey moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bumbrey moves to third. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeCinces fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on DeCinces. Otis moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Mayberry reaches third base with a triple. Otis scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. McRae reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Baylor reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey is hit by the pitch. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Singleton moves to third. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-1 in the game. Grich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-1 in the game. DeCinces strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor throws the ball into Robinson who relays the ball to Grich who tags McRae trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mayberry scores. It's Orioles, 3, Royals, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-2 in the game. DeCinces strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball towards left. Pinson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pinson. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Brett reaches second base with a double. McRae goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeCinca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Singleton moves to third. Doug Bird now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser pinch hits for Doug DeCinca. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson bunts, foul, towards the mound. Palmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Bumbrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Otis moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. McRae is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Paul Blair. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Tom Schoppe pinch runs for Jim Northrup. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Singleton is called out on strikes. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schoppe moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.